All through history, our government has made promises to our military veterans. One of those promises is to always make available care and service programs to address the many post-service health issues which occur with our military heroes. My next guest joins us with some troubling yet really not surprising news. The government, via the Department of Veterans Affairs, is failing to make good on that promise. Here with the tragic and, I'll call them, criminal details is the Veterans Affairs Advisor for Concerned Veterans for America. He's also a seven-year veteran of the Air Force and an appointee for the George W. Bush administration at the Department of Veterans Affairs, Darren Selnick. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Let me give you the website for Concerned Veterans for America. We can learn more about this and hopefully possible solutions. CV4A.org. And I was doing some background, some reading, some research on what the focus of the moment is, and that's how records are being destroyed. And even though the congressional committees are asking for these records to be preserved, and it seems like it's a CYA mode by Veterans Affairs in an effort to cook the books in a way to make performance of the VA seem to be a lot more efficient and effective than it actually is.
Yeah, and unfortunately it's widespread. And you know, if someone was just cooking the books and it didn't have any negative outcomes to the veterans, that would be one thing. But the cooking of the books in this case is not actually giving veterans their appointments for their doctors, and those delays, which can be 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I've seen 8 months personally, those delays when you don't see your doctor for specialty care and those sorts of things are actually causing veterans to die. It's what I call friendly fire. So we have a huge, huge problem around the country, and we've known about this for a couple years, and nothing has been done about it. But now with whistleblowers coming out in Phoenix, Fort Collins, Austin, San Antonio, now people realize just the magnitude of the problem. And when veterans die, it's unacceptable. It is what I consider friendly fire. You go to the VA for your health care. You don't expect them to not take care of you. And, you know, I'm a former VA employee, and I got to tell you, all VA employees live by Lincoln's promise and the mission statement of the VA, which is to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. That promise has been broken and broken badly.
Although the administrators of the VA have another rule, the bad boy rule. If you don't clear your files in a fast enough time, you get put on the bad boy list.
Yeah, I mean, the whole culture is gone totally dysfunctional. I have astounded me to see what has happened in the last 5 years since I've left. To see, this used to be a proud culture. This used to be a veterans first culture, and instead, in the last 5 years, the good people have left, and bad employees have seemed to have taken over and has totally made this culture dysfunctional. But I know there are good employees. They're the ones who are coming out as the whistleblowers.
What becomes even more disturbing, this isn't an instance where someone can claim, oh, we accidentally deleted a file talking in electronic and computer terms, because in spite of the fact that almost over $500 million has been paid through taxpayers' money for a brand new VA computer system, in excess of 90% of the patient and veteran files are still old-school paper manila folders. So for someone to want to either cook the books or burn the books in this case, it's a conscious, knowledgeable, and very time-consuming large effort.
Yeah, the VA is the largest healthcare system in the country. It's got multiple systems, IT systems. Most of them don't work the way they're supposed to when they come online. When I was at the VA, we had a new hospital system, IT system for scheduling and surgery and stuff like that. $360 million IT system that was scrapped because it didn't work. But back then, when the senior people managed programs and things got scrapped, they were fired. They were demoted. Something happened to them. People were accountable, and so things got fixed. In the largest healthcare system in the country, things are going to go wrong. That's what's going to happen when you have 270,000 employees managing your healthcare. But the question is, what do you do when things go wrong? Do you take action? And Shinseki has done nothing. He holds no one responsible. No one gets fired. There's not even been one poor performance review with the entire senior management team in 2011-12. He doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't communicate. He makes no statements. He's got a bunker mentality. And this continues to happen and happen and happen, which is why CVA and the American Legion are calling for his resignation.
Talking with Darren Selnick, a 7-year veteran of the Air Force. He's also the Veterans Affairs Advisor for Concerned Veterans for America on the web. That's CV4A.org, CV4A.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, there are attempts to at least cure this ill of the VA. It's called the VA Management Accountability Act of 2014 in the House. If you want to look this up, it's H.R. 4031. And the tandem in the Senate is S2013, which sounds like at least there are some in Congress who understand the seriousness of this issue and want to make a greater accountability and transparency of the VA.
Yes, this is really a bipartisan effort. We have, at our last count, 104 co-sponsors, both Republican and Democrat, on the House side. And there's a lot of reform that has to happen. This is not the first time this happened in the VA. A similar situation happened in the late 80s and 90s. And H.R. 4031, the Accountability Act, is the first step. And the first step is the actual ability of the secretary, any secretary, to go ahead for employees with cause, poor performers, who have caused the problems at Phoenix and Austin and other places, to actually be fired. You know, people don't know this, but really, unless you find something criminal, you technically can't fire them. You've got to go through a whole process that takes at least 3 years, and you have to have 2 bad performance ratings, and none of them even have a bad performance rating. So these people, you know, they can be squeezed, they can be pushed, but they technically can't be fired under current procedures. And that's what the start of this reform is the ability to hold people accountable and at least be able to fire them. And if they know that they're going to be held accountable, they'll start cleaning up their act. But right now, they feel like they're untouchable. Administrations go, political appointees go, they can outweigh Congress, and so they think nothing can happen to them. They need to know something can happen to them, or they will continue to act the way that they're acting.
Just to give you a listing, a barometer, this is I know it's tough to do statistics verbally, and it makes your ears glaze over, but just to place yourself in this position of a veteran, from 2009 to December of 2012, a number of veterans waiting for a year or more for the benefits went from 11,000 to 245,000. That's an increase of more than 2,000%. Now the Obama administration of the VA is saying, oh, we've seen the problem, we're remedying the problem. Now that number of veterans who have endured delays of more than a year has dropped to 34,000. The average time veterans have been waiting now has dropped to 168 days. That's being celebrated by, again, the VA and the Obama administration. Let me put this in front of you listening. You lose your job. You go to unemployment. You have no savings. You have no bank account. You have no means of financial income. Even the family doesn't want to loan you money. So you fill out the paperwork at an unemployment office. They say, congratulations, you qualify for benefits. Expect your first check in 168 days. That's not exactly going to lift your spirits, is it? And that's just a sample of what the veterans are experiencing, our military heroes, through the inefficiencies, inaccuracies, deception, and I'll call them crimes of the Veterans Affairs. But fortunately, through the work of Congress with the VA Management Accountability Act of 2014 in the House, H.R. 4031, Senate S-2013, and Concerned Veterans for America, the spotlight is being placed on the people it needs to be placed on. And what happens when you place a spotlight on the cockroaches, they scamper, they run, and the problems do wind up getting fixed, hopefully in this case much sooner versus what many people are afraid is maybe too late, or obviously too late for some because of how these delays in service have created and resulted in the deaths of our military veterans. Learn more about this issue. Get involved. Well, first and foremost, you can certainly email, write, and call your member of Congress. Tell them to get on board and pass the VA Management Accountability Act of 2014 and to join the efforts of Concerned Veterans for America on the web at CV4A.org. We'll be joined this morning by their Veterans Affairs Advisor He's a 7-year veteran of the Air Force and appointee for the George W. Bush administration at the Department of Veterans Affairs, Darren Selding. Darren, thanks so much for really your continued service through the work that you're doing with raising attention of this cause, and thanks for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure. I hope your listeners will not just hear this, but go to their congressmen and senators and say, I want you to be a co-sponsor as well.